Here's today's edition of Health in a Heartbeat. Most people know that not brushing your teeth daily can lead to cavities, bad breath, and tooth decay. But recent studies find that poor dental hygiene can also have unexpected health consequences, such as increased risks for Alzheimer's disease and heart disease. A study in 2010 found a link between gum inflammation and Alzheimer's disease. People in the study who had gum inflammation were 9 times more likely to get a lower score on cognitive tests. So what exactly is gum disease? Mouth bacteria constantly forming a sticky layer of plaque on and between teeth, which is removed by daily brushing and flossing. However, when plaque is not removed, it can harden and form tartar. The longer both plaque and tartar sit on your teeth, the more harmful they become. The bacteria can cause inflammation of the gums, known as gingivitis, where the gums become red, swollen, and bleed easily. Gingivitis is reversible with the help of dental professionals, but when left untreated, gingivitis can advance to periodontitis, known as gum disease. Gums can pull away from the teeth and create pockets susceptible to infections. When the body's immune system instinctively fights the spreading bacteria, the bone and connective tissue that hold teeth in place starts to break down. Almost half of American adults suffer from gum disease. A study in 2008 found that bleeding gums from poor dental hygiene could increase the risk of heart disease. Bacteria from the mouth are able to enter the bloodstream and stick to platelets. Blood clots can form and interrupt the flow of blood to the heart, thus triggering a heart attack. Heart disease is the leading cause of death for both men and women in the U.S. Dentists recommend brushing teeth twice daily for 2 minutes each, along with using floss and mouthwash. This edition of Health in a Heartbeat is brought to you by University of Florida Health, committed to advancing excellence in patient care research and education, and by WUFTFM. For more information or to subscribe to our weekly e-newsletter, please visit our website, heartbeatradio.org.